So as it says, along with the traditional ways, post-COVID, 19 businesses need to rethink of their strategy to retain consumers. Okay, this is a out of some survey that has been picked up. So don't go hard by this number 19. What is it that is happening? Race to digital. Business must quickly adapt to the massive change that is driving the preference at the consumer end, which is they started preferring more and more digital because their work life is also supporting. Today, work from home is really a thing in vogue. Companies have now policy that how many work from home options that you can take away in a week or a month, etc. So this is also leading to change in the shopping habits. Okay. Understanding post-COVID relativity with the need for maintaining target consumer, it says there's some survey that 70% of the consumers in 39 countries, you know, which has led to the severe change in their behavior, brand change, platform change, place of purchase has changed, etc. Now this sea change that is happening are happening at a granular level. Therefore, it's very critical for the brand to have a relationship and ability to personalize. You see a lot of emphasis today on personalization. Okay, now for example, Flipkart is recently during Diwali, they sent me a message that kindly submit your name, number, etc. because Alia Bhatt wants to interact with you. I was surprised I submitted. The moment that submission has not happened, I got a fat message which was a video. I can make out, though it was a blur image, but it was like an Alia's face was visible. And when I clicked that video, it started with, "Hi Ashish." So I was zapped, you know, how my name could be narrated by her. This is a technology through which the personalization was practiced. So all this is changing the way consumer starts thinking and behaving with the brand. Okay. And that once you understand, you create a competitive advantage for yourself. And this leads to loyalty being diminished, some other factor like convenience becoming more stronger, or multitasking is a reason why they are compelled to be less brand conscious, more convenience conscious, various things. So technology means you have to bring in to empower your team also. With the technology, you can remove a lot of redundant process. You can automate number of things. Today, like for example, MarkTech, marketing technology, various natures of email can be shot automatically. Algorithm is fixed up and it will happen. So those are the things which will drive the, will give a multiplier effects to your marketing efforts, and team will feel that they are supported and therefore they are able to quickly understand emerging opportunity and grab it for you, unless they are too deep into handling the routine work. So we have completed complete understanding about how to deal with existing customers. Now we will deal with about the new target customers. Now, new target customer acquisition is not easy. You have to have, first of all, the strategy in place. Strategy has a twofold dimensions. One is a penetration strategy and second is increasing the pie. So let me just briefly put in, penetration means you have to make them try you first time. They are not your customer. They are buying competitive product. They are used to certain price point. They are used to certain quality. They are assured about certain things. Now from them, that state, you have to bring them to your product acceptance at least for trial. So that's the penetration strategy. Making them buy your product first time is the focus of that penetration strategy. After that, you have to keep in routine. So you have to, those who came in first time, you have to make them come to you again and again. But that is also the part of the pie strategy, because, okay, he will slowly start consuming maybe the same product more frequently. But that should not be the enough. Now, can you make him buy more from you? So far, if I had to give you, this also a concept called share of wallet. If these customers who came to you was initially purchasing goods worth 10 rupees in a month. Now, how can you make it buy? That 10 rupees has to come to you by repeat purchase. How can you make him buy 20 rupees? How can you make him buy 30 rupees a month? How can you make him buy 40 rupees a month? So like for example, Gillette means my brand loyalty with them. I was earlier just buying the razor, I was using different shaving creams, offering different flavors, etc. But then looking at various performance parameters and all, gradually I shifted and now I am with their gel. Then they introduced various hair care products or grooming care products. So I again bought that. So from mere razor to the shaving gel to the things like aftershave, things like other grooming care products, I started buying more from them. That's just increasing the pie. Then expand based on needs. And you will have to expand the market. Means you will have to find out various other need state which you can capture. A need state is the name of a concept showing need that drives the actual choice. So if I have to give you an idea, for a toothpaste with a fresh mint flavor, you will that express need was, I don't want mouth odor to come out, yaane, or smell from my mouth, which keeps the people away. But unstated or hidden need was, I want to be date ready. So consumers are consumers. So you as a marketer will have to be smart enough to capture this, which is possible through the research. Now, if you understand that hidden state or the actual state which is going to be the driver for product selection, you can create a communication accordingly. So this is also the need state in which consumer is, and the real need state that is going to be his driver, you will have to try and see you capture that. Certain chocolate brands have come in to dominate a need state like Mars bars for energy, Kit Kat for little daytime break, etc. So that's how they have tried to found out that driven need. So need-based segmentation is a segment strategy which depends on choice. Since human like to exercise choices at any given point of time, this is the clustering of the customers according to common set of needs, common, which is essentially the principle also of the segmentation, but it relates with the purchase behavior and then further deep dives into various segment specific need trigger that will happen. So somebody wants, as they said here, the energy boosting. So then he will go for the Mars Kit Kat. They are made in such a way, lightweight, just a break in between. Then you take Kit Kat, which is not high on calorie or on your body, this thing. So this is what understanding that the consumer, the marketeer research has to offer to the account planner. This also helps in building the relationship. Now, once you understand that particular part well, you can keep creating communication which will glue them to that energy, or little daytime break. And various stories can be built around various ways that can be represented. So consumer will keep coming to you. Post-COVID, what has happened in terms of new target acquisition? New set of target consumers too have come in. I have earlier also given you that five different consumer set behavior. Telemedicine, for example, didn't really take off because people weren't exposed to it. But the post-COVID, new target group who uses the telemedicine have increased, as you can see. And now many people are coming ahead. So there are many players are there, many consumers are using it. Therefore, that is a change that has happened. So that's a new set of customer who have emerged. Why consumer behave in a particular way? Reasons for consumer buying. Okay, account planner needs to find an answer to get the insights. Why consumer buy? What are their reasons for buying? How often do they buy? What do they buy? Where do they buy? Where do they get their information? Are they buying for self or buying for others? This and similar other questions needs to be answered by your motivation research. This is nothing but understanding the consumer in totality, and it includes even their buying behavior, media behavior, etc. Okay. So in the consumer purchase behavior process, three types of targets have been identified: brand purchaser, brand user, brand influencer. Brand purchaser is the one who is actually buying a brand. He or she is deciding also the brand. So for example, take an example of a teenager daughter. Okay. Now for that, a time has come to choose sanitary pad. Now, teenager daughter at that time is not in a state where she can say that I will use this brand. But a mother who has been experienced about that usage will determine that she should use this brand. So she is a brand purchaser, brand decider also. Brand user is the teenage daughter who has been offered that and she starts using it. Brand influencer, there are people who influence your choice. They give you reason why that brand should be used. So they act as an influencer. Now influencer play a big role. So today, therefore, their influencer marketing on a digital era is booming. So that was one is to understand. So continuing from the earlier slide where I gave you a perspective about brand purchaser, user and influencer, that is what is recognized as a target triangle. This has been discovered or represented well by two individuals, Chan Kim and Rennie. They have proposed this in their paper that is published by Harvard Business Review titled Creating New Market Space. So what does it say? That they have taken an example of a video game. Now video game is used, the user is the teenage boy, but purchaser is the parent. So parents have decided whether this gadget is appropriate or not, or these games are appropriate or not. However, the influencer that shapes up their final preference, choices, etc., may be third person, friend or an associate whose kids are already using it and he is the one who is buying for them, etc. So that becomes the influencer. So what these people brought out under this creating new market space is that always there are three groups, but the three groups relativity differ from group to group, from product to product, etc. Company therefore need to understand these dynamics, which will help them to create innovations in the respective product category. What they also said is instead of looking for a single customer, company should try to identify a complete chain. What they say, chain of customers, which is composed of the three users and how they are relatively linked. So to be successful, an account planner need to understand not only these three people separately, but they also need to understand what is the chain of the customer. So whether the purchaser first gives his requirement, which is been executed by the whether the user first creates a requirement which is supported by the purchaser, where purchaser may be party to the decision or may not be party to the decisions about the brand because that has been represented by the user. And this decision of the user for a particular brand may be the result of influence. Some influencers have given them that suggestions. So that's what the account planner need to know. So they are in then position to determine their media approaches, their communication angle, perspective, etc. Or when they plan different medias, they may say that the social media, we will use the influencer angle. So that kind of a variation also they can bring. With the rise of the online shopping and the amount of time that people spend on social media, etc., influencer era has emerged. So that has to be recognized. According to the Global WebEx Index, 54% of the social media user use social media to not only research the problem, research the product that will solve the problem, 70% are more likely to purchase product and services based on social media referrals, ratings, reviews, etc. Consumers who are influenced by social media are 4 times more likely to spend on purchases. So their purchase numbers are also high, purchase amount also are high, the share of wallet is growing. So there's an opportunity to pull out more rupee from his wallet. That's what target triangle will help you to understand. So understanding this target triangle for the modern age consumers, so that is also been found out, which is represented through the modern customer journey framework. It has a 5 steps or 5 stages: awareness, findability, reputation, conversions and advocacy. While awareness, findability, reputation is being done by that individual, conversion and advocacy that contributes to the next person's decision. So when I get converted to that brand and the way I advocate about my new acquisition, others' decisions also get influenced. So awareness is all about creating massive awareness through interest and awareness building, which is through social media, websites, billboards, which are not necessarily a direct delivery messages or the media, but it helps you to add on. While then the searchability, findability is like ability to find you and your information, which is through organic search, pay-per-click kind of thing on maps. Google Maps today is a powerful tool, near me kind of search and all. Research. So then when they do the reputation, it's a reputation can be built through the social media, blogs, okay, word of mouth. So that has to be understood. Conversion, which is leading to him purchase. Purchase, this thing can be tracked through the websites, online booking, via app, etc. So that the buying purchases can be made out. And experience, that is what is it is sharing or advocating about you. Post-product purchase expectations versus reality. So that's a satisfaction rating or his reviews, etc. Or the word of mouth that the guy enters into. So in short, at any given point of time in today's this thing, the account planner has to be have the foot on the ground and rather ear on the ground that will enable him to determine separately the brand influencer, brand purchaser and brand user and the dynamics between them that he can translate into his creative brief that will enable the proper creative development, appeal selection and then media planning, etc. and the communication planning. So we have understood earlier the segmentation targeting, relativity, where from segment certain target has to be selected by you. The target is the one which is a very finer, homogeneous group whose every aspects, you know, like, dislikes, preferences, lifestyle, behavioral aspects, etc. So now when that has been done, you just can't go to the agency team by just saying that my target is young teenager. No. Agency people would like to know more in terms of the profile. So profile means if you have to be expressed as an individual, people will have to tell a lot of things. Your demographics, people will have to tell your psychographics, people will have to tell about your likes, dislikes, your activity, opinion, you know, whether you are introvert, extrovert, physiological aspects, etc. Is a well-built, okay, or he's a thin guy. So those things, when represented about you, the receiver of that will be able to profile you, will be able to visualize you. So that exactly is also done by the account planning team. Account planning, of course, is more dependent on marketeer for such things, but there is a concept that we are trying to understand is to develop the target when decided, develop a comprehensive profile. That profile, when it is done, clarity about whom are you directing your communication at really emerges, which helps in many decisions making, right from communication approaches to the media strategy, etc. Once the data is available of the target, the account planner can create a profile. So profile is expression of a target customer as an individual. It would include all demographic, as I told, psychographic, geographical, media patterns, etc. So not only those five segmentation-led approaches, but much more than that. Psychological approaches, also aspects, etc. The media aspects, persona, personality aspects, etc. It makes it easy for, therefore, media planner to really understand whom is he directing. Okay, you are able to give a face to your target segment. Consumer profiling is a way of creating portraits of the customer that are based on factual information such as their buying behaviors, interaction, touch points. It will allow the creative guy to visualize what will appeal to them, media planner to know the media behavior, so which media to use, etc. And type of product, we are also understood various involvement levels, etc. All those aspects will come out in your profiling. The psychographic approach. So what can you take it as an approach to develop your profiling? So one approach is a very psychographic approach wherein focused is on psychographic aspects like lifestyle, demographics are the factors that include demographics, we know age, location, gender, income, etc. Activities, interests and opinions are the subset of a psychographic profiling, which it leads to the lifestyle. Okay, and focusing on your customer activity, interest, opinion, AIO as we say, is equally important. Then comes the value, attitudes and social classification, lower income, higher income, etc. also matters. Okay, this is what is especially important because it links to the income and income has certain constraints or an ability. So knowing that will also help you to determine the buying behavior, the media behaviors, etc. The consumer typology approach, which is a second approach. Here, loyal customers are rare, but they are valuable. They tend to remain loyal to a brand and they are the one who promote the brand. That's a fact. Loyal customers will be a word of mouth. They not only themselves continue to buy, they refer, they recommend, etc. On the other end, the discount consumers, okay, they are not brand loyal. They will go wherever there is a better deal available to them. Okay, so now impulsive, there is another type. Impulsive customers, they are not too thinking. Cognitive, this thing is not very essential. It's the cognitive thing where they like it, they buy it. Okay, then they will think about which brand they have bought, etc. Also, one is impulsive, one is emotional customers. Whenever some gifts and some personal item has to be, this thing is emotionally involved. So this is what a just summarization of a consumer typology. Okay, so in that, need-based consumers are the opposite of impulsive. So they are very rational. They have a need, they will find enough information, they will compare, they will do the economic analysis and then they will decide. So purchase a product or service that will completely fulfill his need in a particular budget. So that's a need-oriented customer profile. So there are those five types of, say, online customers. Somebody has profiled the typology. Discount seekers. So they are always looking for the best deal. Deal hunters. So discount seekers wants to know 20 or 30% or 33%. Deal hunters. Deal is something which is combination of discount vis-a-vis what more do you offer. So visit one per one free or whether you are offering shipping free or what is it? What is the deal? Surfers. They are the one who will go to multiple sites. They will visit, read the same information. They will try to get a hang of it. So they are extensively research oriented type. Wandering customers. They are unsure and therefore they keep coming, they keep researching. Okay, which can be tracked also by the website based on the IPS address and all, as they say. And loyal customers. They are the one who are stuck to you. They have a relationship with you. So consumer typology wise approach to profiling is also very potent tool. Then comes the third approach, which is the consumer characteristics based approach. So characteristics drive people. So one is a convenience seeker, convenience driven is the one trait that characterizes a modern consumer, which is a fact today. These are the customers who may not have much time on their hand. So they order products or services online so that they arrive faster. Even if it is return, they'd bother for returning them. Even if they have to return the goods, there also it's their botheration of the supplier. Even if you are not at home, the supplier's responsibility to knock again on your door, etc. So they are looking at a convenient deal. Okay. Based on that, you see the 10-minute delivery, big baskets and all, they are also claiming last mile delivery, etc. Blinkit says, "Bhai, we are the one when it comes to like instant acquisition of a product, etc." Second is a connectivity-driven consumers who wants to feel part of a community. They feel connected to a community else if both purchases the same product. So in the sense, when they are into a community connect, the behavior of the community member drives their selection. Third is a personalization driven. I am very particular that thing has to be personalized for me, then only I will attend. So they prefer a consumer that experience matters to more. Some element of customization you are able to offer in their product purchase, maybe with their name been overprinted or something like that, then that's what they prefer. So personalization is another characteristic. So three characteristics we have learned. So here is an example of a target consumer profiling. So now here is a representative profile of Anna Stamos. You looking at, she's a young teenage girl. So what all thing has been represented? There is a demographic information about her age group, job role, that is age is 20 to 29, job role is she is a marketeer, location is Boston, online behavior. So websites, visits, frequency of visits, okay, purchase products through a website, etc., and other similar in-app behavior. So what all apps that is there with her, the sessions, the average in-app event, that is she has marked various products as a favorite, etc. So those kind of email interactions. So does she interact on email, etc.? Does she order through email or not? Social media activity. Okay, so what is her social media? This thing, she is more on Insta than the Facebook or LinkedIn, as the case may be. And offline interaction. So what is the last store visit? Now this can be tracked through credit card data. So this is what has been profiled. This is not necessarily exhaustive. Many such aspects, the challenges that she has, the areas of problem she encounters, kind of activity she has, what are her opinions, etc., what are her interests, we have earlier also studied. So all those things can be represented in her profile. So let's summarize the important learning of this chapter. The account planner needs to understand consumer. So that's the gist with which we started, understanding consumer. Planner therefore constantly needs to be working on remaining in touch, for which they will have to think of doing various kinds of research. This will enable him to know how the consumers are behaving, changing buying behaviors, changing preferences, etc. The job of the planner is to therefore understand the right target consumer. So we move to understand that, understand the motivation, understand the involvement, etc. And that will enable them to create a sound communication. So first of all, derivative is the communication itself has to emerge, which is a creative side. And then the right media should be connected with the target group and delivered at the right time. So that's a media planning part. To achieve this, marketer gets into segmentation and targeting, especially the target understanding. They have to also understand the motivation and involvement perspective, etc. So we understood that, and then we finally understood various theories of developing a profile, consumer profile. So that also we have understood. So with this, we end this chapter. Thank you.